Kids are trying to knock down Ghouls.
Our blue team has one down.
First game to bat down four gets $50 in control of the game. It's a Halloween special event. It's tricks and treats and spooky good feats. It's Devil Dare.
There we go. Blue team. Got another one down. We got two down for blue team. Red team is working on theirs too. Shoot as far as you can. Come on, guys. There we go. Congratulations, blue team. Good job, guys. Give us a boop. And then the unicorn.
Welcome to Devil Dare.
Edition of Double Dare. Now these two teams are about to face scary smart trivia and a heart-pounding obstacle course for a chance to win gobs of money and prizes. Everything they'll see is going to have a little Halloween twist. It's going to be freaky fun. I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and here to keep it real is the wizard of game shows, which I guess makes him a quizzard. It's the all-powerful Mark Summers.
Oh, nice to see you. Thank you.
How are you?
How you doing, Mike? It makes sense why you're a wizard, since you're so charming.
Oh, aren't you nice? Hey, do you know what you call a hot dog with no insides?
What is it?
A Halloweenie.
Oh, Mark, didn't I say he was charming? He is. I do have to ask, Mark, what happened to the naughty wizard in school?
I don't know. What happened?
He was expelled.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I looked a lot of these up before we started the show. Thank you. Now let's meet our teams. In blue, we have best friends since preschool. They're Taylor and Aiden, and they're huge fans of science and hoping to shock the world on Double Dare today. It's Team Electro Eradicators. Give it up. Electro Eradicators, that's a very big word that I'm ashamed I don't know what that means. What does it mean, guys?
It means that we both like science a lot.
Okay. And I heard you guys have a mad scientist move.
Oh.
Yep.
Hey! Mad scientist got mad moves. Very cool. Yeah, give it up. So, how is science going to help you in today's Double Dare?
We can use our science superpowers to eradicate the competition.
Ooh, very cool. Now we'll see if my electro eradicators can play some Double Dare, but also playing Double Dare today is our red team, twins Brooke and Samantha. They've been black belts in karate since before they were 10. No wonder they're the twinning team. Give it up. So my twinning team, other than sharing the womb, what else do you share in common?
Sometimes one of us is thinking something, the other one says something, so we think similar things.
Like twin telepathy?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Okay, I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10. Okay, now what's the number she's thinking?
7?
Was it 7?
Yeah.
I believe her. Very cool. Now, we'll see if our twinning team is going to be our winning team today in today's game of Double Dare. Are you guys ready to play a little game of Double Dare?
Yeah!
All right, guys. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team hasn't got a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for 4 times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You got it?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Now my electro eradicators are eradicating already. With $50 on the board and control of the game, here is your first question. In Camila Cabello's number one song, she sings, "He took me back to East Atlanta. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, but my heart is in where?"
Havana.
Havana. Havana is correct. You got it. $100 on the board and still in control of the game. Here's your next question. Bump, set, spike are three types of hits in what sport?
Volleyball.
You got it, man. Volleyball, and now you're balling with $150 on the board. Your next question. The Wright brothers invented, built, and flew the first successful airplane. What are their first names? With $50?
Dare.
Now worth $100. Ladies, the Wright brothers invented, built, and flew the first successful airplane. What are their first names? Worth $100? And could give you control. All right, ladies, what do we think?
Orville and Arthur?
I'm sorry, but that's incorrect. The correct answer was Orville and Wilbur. So, so close. And since there was a dare, that means $100 goes over to the Electro Eradicators. All right. Eradicators back in control. Here is your next $50 question. The pot witches use to stir their magic potions is called what? A chiron, a cauldron, or cardamom?
A cauldron.
Cauldron is correct. You got it. Your next question. In what line of toys can you find characters named Cookie Cookie and Crispy Crackers?
Dare.
Dare. Now with $100, twinning team. In what line of toys can you find characters named Cookie Cookie and Crispy Crackers?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now worth $200. Boys, what do we think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on down, guys.
The answer is Shopkins $200 physical challenge coming up right now. Let's see what happens. Liza.
All right, challenge team is looking bony. But I don't know what I'm saying. I like that. And the pumpkins, too. I like them. All right, guys, come on over here. Let me explain this physical challenge to you guys. Do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
Yes.
You do? You do? All right, well, you're going to be Bigfoot today because you're going to be wearing those giant flippers, and we have some balloons for you guys to use those flippers to pop. All right, our Bigfoot boys are getting geared up by Eric and Michelle. Mark, would you mind coming over here and helping me explain this physical challenge?
Absolutely. Happy
to be here. I need the wizard at this. All right.
So we could nickname this after a rock group. What do you think it would be?
Oh, I know you're going to tell me. What is it?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to be smashing pumpkins. Boys, if you guys are able to smash 15 pumpkins in 30 seconds, $200 is yours. Now, if we're not able to do it, that $200 goes over to our twinning team, and that puts them in a very close game. All right, guys, you feeling good?
Yes.
Well, come on over here. Go ahead, get on in. You guys got it. 15 pumpkins, 30 seconds, two boys, four big feet. Here we go. Yeah. On your mark, get set, go!
Oh, let's do it! Oh, man, look at this. It's going all over the place.
Be careful. Uh-oh, the pumpkins are getting slippery now. They can get this. We got 20 seconds left. I think they can do it. All right, we got four balloons left. We have 17 seconds left.
We have one more balloon.
Congratulations, boys. $200 is yours. Good job, guys. Good job. Come on back, guys. Come on back. Woo. Congratulations, blue team. You guys won $200 from that challenge, and you guys have a big lead and control of the game. Here is your question. If you're asked to find the quotient, which mathematical operation should you use? Is it addition, subtraction, or division?
Division.
Division is correct. You got it. You got it, boo. Whoa. And that sound means it's the... Okay. Is it a party? It's a party. It's a party. You know what? Feeling like a rave girl right now. Might as well. Hit it. There we go. There we go. There we go. All right. And that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have our Electro Eradicators with $550 on the board, while our twinning team has $0. But it's not over yet, guys, because round two is coming up, and it's still a mystery, right, Mark?
Well, it is, and we've had many come from behind victories, because in the next round coming up, all the dollar values will be doubled on a physical challenge to be worth, please stop that, $400. And we'll be back with more Halloween fun.
Stay tuned. Special Double Dare Halloween party, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, the winner of this challenge gets $100 and control of round two. Are you ready, Booze?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go!
One player from each team has a witch's broom that's run out of juice. To shoot the broom juice into the tank using a Kraken.
Blue team is filling up.
First to fill it to the line wins $100 and controls round two.
Come on, there it is. Woo! Congratulations, blue team! You guys are the winner!
Yeah!
Good job, guys. Good job. Come on back. Congratulations, Electro Eradicators. Well, this Halloween episode is fun, isn't it, Mark?
You know, I'm waiting for these ladies to get some dollars on the board, and I know that's going to happen. But before we play, I have a question for you. Do you know what you say when you go out to dinner with a skeleton?
Oh, no. What do you say?
Bon appetit.
Okay. I got one. Mark, what kind of mistakes do ghosts make?
Tell me.
Boo-boos.
Let's play the game, Michael. Let's play the game.
All right, guys. All right, our Electro Eradicators, you guys are now in control of round two with $650 on the board. But guys, remember, in round two, all dollar values are worth double. Here is your $100 question. Stretch, Stinky, and Fatso are the uncles of what friendliest ghost you know?
Casper?
Casper, you got it. That's correct. Your next question. What actor played Philip Carlyle in the movie The Greatest Showman?
Hugh Jackman?
I'm sorry, Hugh Jackman is incorrect. The correct answer was Zac Efron. But because there was no dare, there are no dollars. But that does mean my twinning team is now in control. All right, ladies. All right, twinning team, for $100, here's your question. In India, on what part of the body is the bindi traditionally worn? Is it the hands, the feet, or the forehead?
Forehead.
You got it, man. All right, your next $100 question. Let's see if you guys get this one. What is the name of the often yelling, always human dad of Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Dave.
Dave is correct. You got it. $200 on the board. The twinning team is coming back. Your next $100 question. In what city could you find Lombard Street, the crookedest street in the world?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $200, boys. In what city could you find Lombard Street, the crookedest street in the world?
Double Dare.
Double Dare, now worth $400. Ladies, what do we think, twinning team?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, guys.
I left my heart there. The answer is San Francisco, $400 physical challenge. Let's see what happens. Liza.
Mark, you know what? I need your help explaining this one. Come on over, Mark.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
My wizard.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
You're going to have these two ladies come around here, if you would, please, ladies.
Come on over, guys.
So we have a bat costume over there.
We do, and I have to ask you, which of the wizard's friends was great at baseball?
I don't know. Which one?
The bat. You didn't get that one?
Oh, yes. I should have known that. I should have known that. So you guys know about Batman. Somebody has to be Batgirl. Who's going to be Batgirl?
Yeah.
Going to do it? Why don't you head on over there? In fact, why don't you join her, as a matter of fact?
Now, this game, when it's not Halloween, this game is called Catapult. But in this time, it's called Batapult. Each of these bats are covered in Velcro, all right? All you want to do is put it into the Batapult and fling it across the stage at a wizard. Oh, just like that. Our bat is going to catch, like that, 5 bats. Now, if you guys are able to stick 5 of these bats to that bat suit in 30 seconds, we'll give you guys $400. Sounds good, right? Yeah.
Right about there. You can move anywhere you want as long as you're behind the line. You have to get 5 bats in how much time? 30 seconds?
30 seconds on the clock.
$400 a stake, ladies. You really need this. Good luck.
Here we go. On your mark.
Get set.
Go.
Let's do it. You gotta get 5.
Come on. These are 5 bats. Pull back more. Pull back more. Pull back more. Go, go, girly. Go. You got it. It's tough to catch bats, I know. My twinning team wasn't able to do it. That does mean that the $400 went over to the Electro Eradicators. And you guys also have control of the game. Oh, and that's the end of the game. That sound means time's up. Let's check the scores. Our Electro Eradicators with $1,150 on the board, while our twinning team has $200 on the board, which means
Congratulations to our Electro-Eradicators. You guys eradicate. Very nice. You guys are keeping that cash. Plus, you're headed to the amazing obstacle course. Congratulations, guys. And to our twinning team, you guys did such an amazing job. You guys are the real unicorns here. Congratulations, guys. There are amazing prizes for you guys backstage. You are not going home empty-handed. Can we give it up for the twinning team, please? Now, we tricked out the obstacle course to celebrate Halloween, and it looks scary good. Mark, are you ready?
I'm ready. You know, the Electro Eradicators eradicated the first part of the game. Here's the question. Can they do the same at the obstacle course? Audience, are you ready to see it? It's the Halloween-themed obstacle course, and it's coming up right after the break.
Special Halloween obstacle course. It's pretty sweet, right? That's not the only sweet thing that's changed. It's us! Give it up for Eliza!
Right over here, Koshy. I'm Eliza Koshy. This is Mark Summers. You know, when we started this, we did a picture that looked something like this. And we changed places magically, but more importantly, we have two contestants who have made it to the obstacle course, and we're very excited about
that. That's right. We're very excited. Are you guys very excited? Oh, I know they are. We're all excited.
It's Halloween.
We're terrified.
They're terrified. Amazing.
Kidding.
It's
we're excited.
Now, Taylor and Aiden, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,150. That's a lot of cash, but there is a lot more, right, Mark?
I think so, because we're going to do eight obstacles in 60 seconds or less. We're going to start off with the ice cream slide. Somebody's got to go up that slide and come all the way down into that pile of goo. You will grab a flag, and you'll win this. Off portable turntable, adjust speed, sync to Bluetooth, and stream music with Crosley Cruiser Deluxe Portable Turntable.
A turntable's how we used to listen to music back in my day. Now, next up, you have this spider web breakout. All you want to do is crash through the spider web, grab that flag, and what are they going to grab, Mark?
A gift card to shop for new sunglasses online at Pepper's Polarized Eyewear, backed by a lifetime warranty. Obstacle number three is park your booty. Now, that is scary. And what you're going to do is lift up and look down into the toilet. Find that flag as quickly as you can. And when you do that, you win this. A trip to the world-famous Madame Tussauds Hollywood. Come experience the fame and visit your favorite A-lister up close without getting arrested.
I love wearing blazers with jeans. Next up, we have Down Dracula's Hatch. You're going to bang through the bangs, grab the flag on the uvula, slide on down Dracula, and you guys are going to slide into this prize.
A 43-inch Philips Roku 4000 Series LED TV featuring the Roku OS. This is the Grim Ringer. As a matter of fact, Mark, why don't you show us how we do this?
All right.
I'm going to try and dive through here.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Whoa! Liza got slimed!
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Liza, you look fantastic. All right, but that's all you want to do. You want to slide through that first ringer, out through the second ringer, and then you're going to slide into a very cool prize.
Enjoy the best birthday party ever. Jump, flip, and fly with up to 15 friends on your big day at Sky Zone.
Next up is number six. It is pop coffin. All you want to do is pop open these coffins that look like lockers, just like this. You know what? You'll do it, and successfully. I'm sure you will. Hold on. There! Oh, that was awful! Thank you! Thank you! You're going to grab that flag, have a heart attack, and get this prize.
It's a $500 bedroom makeover. Redo your room the way you want it. IKEA, make room for life. This one is called Witch's Brew. It looks a little bit more like Witch's Ew. It's bubbly. It's chocolatey. It smells fantastic. And if you can do this, you'll win this. A fat bike. All the fun of a fat tire bike boosted by an amazing electric motor. Swagtron. Ride beyond.
Next up, it's Obstacle 8. It's Mount St. Double Scare. That's right. Now look. All you want to do is go all the way up to the top of Mount St. Double Scare. And climb up there, grab the flag, slide on down, and you're going to slide into the mountain of prizes that you already have with this.
A gourmet inclusive family vacation at the Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Good luck, guys. Let's do it.
All right, boys, you guys have seen the whole obstacle course. Which one are you most excited about?
Mount St. Double Dare.
Double Scare. Thank you. What about you, man?
Mine is definitely the ringer.
The ringer?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. A little scary, too. All right, now, my
My gorgeous Liza is going to be waiting for you guys at the finish line with all your prizes. Which one of you is taking the first obstacle? Go ahead and get on up there. Get on up there. All right, they're ready for the obstacle course. On your mark.
Yeah.
Summers, as I am. Get set. Go. He's down the Sunday slide.
There.
Got the flag, and he's moving on to spider web breakout. He's breaking out. Boom. No spiders. Got the flag. Pass it off. He's grabbing the flag. He's passing it off, and now he's on to clog. Oh, Park the Booty. Just kidding. Halloween edition. Welcome. He's grabbing the flag. 40 seconds on the clock. He's going down Dracula's hatch. Push him. Come on. Push. Now he's down in there in the slime looking for the flag. He found it. He's down through the second. Come on, through the ringer. Embody mark. Go. Pull him. You got it. Get in there. Slide down. Come on, pass it off.
Whoa!
Come on over. Good job, guys. We went through five obstacles, guys. How's it feel?
That ringer is more difficult than you thought.
They win.
The turntable, the sunglasses, the Madame Tussauds tickets, the Roku TV, the Sky Zone birthday party, and $1,150 in cash from the upfront game. Grand total of $4,200 in cash and prizes. Nice job.
Do I want a hug? give Mark Summers a hug.
Big hug. And we had a great time on this Halloween special.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Happy Halloween. And we'll see you guys next time.